All right, let's get going.
All righty, we are in session. I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes, the bills, and the payroll.
I make a motion we approve the minutes, the payables, and the payroll.
All righty. Open forum, Stanley.
Wondering about the truck.
We just barely opened the meeting.
Yep. And wondering about where's Sam.
Well, we're still discussing that at the moment, whether we're going to use much sand, any sand, or no sand. And as far as I know, we haven't made a decision. If they did, I wasn't involved.
Okay. Well,
but are you going to use what? What was the first thing you said?
Stum sand, no sand, raw sand.
Somebody else's name, no.
No.
Who was this person?
I know, sand, Stan, it sounds like.
Yeah.
That.
And then the third thing is, I said something to Dave about today. That tree up to Joy Ballard's, the one that's right side of the road, it's rotted. It needs to come down. I don't know, it's her responsibility or the town's responsibility, but it's going to come into the road if it comes down.
Yeah, there's probably another 400 or 500 around that I've seen too.
But this is bad. You knew that.
The one right in front of her house there.
When Stan was here, we spoke to her about taking it down, trimming it.
Yeah, I was down through there yesterday.
She didn't want no part of it because her grandmother planted that tree. So
it's run its course.
That's your great grandmother.
No, nothing to do with me.
Well, if it's his grandmother, it's your great grandmother. I don't know. Is it something we can attack, or is it?
Well, we should
it should be taken down by a professional, because don't know how it's going to come down.
Plus, I believe power lines are right across the road, right?
Yeah.
And it's tall enough.
Prefer not to buy her a new house.
Wise choice. Why don't you look into getting a price from the boys there?
Yep.
And you, young lady?
I'm just here to check in.
All
get
right.
Out of my house. See humans.
Okay.
Welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Response. Not much. We got a little. Actually, we've got quite a lot as far as signature. I have a, this is Gina's deal with the website.
Yeah, I looked it over and I looked good. The only thing we'll have to decide is once it's up and going about the continued maintenance if we have issues and stuff.
And then we have an Agency of Transportation Class 2 road grant from McQueen Contracting. Don't know them, but all the paperwork is here, so we might as well take your money and sign it. But I get a motion on that.
I make a motion we approve
the truck.
The what?
Overweight.
I mean, for McClure, is that what you said?
McLean.
McLean.
McLean Contracting. I don't know what the.
Is it McLean or McCall?
McElwain. I would say McLean, but.
Okay.
It doesn't give me any clues here either.
Might be one of the delivery people for the store or something in the small tractor trailer.
At least they're doing what they're supposed to, right?
What's the 25th, 26th?
26.
All right. We have a motion on Gina's Ellis.
I don't think we need a motion. We had already approved
it. I guess so. It's all been done.
I just asked her to put something together so we had everything in writing. So we're all on the same page. So I just asked, Sherry that we just give her a copy of the signed agreement.
Okay.
Please.
Yep.
Hi, Todd.
All right. Now, part time. I assume you've read this.
Yeah, that was scary.
Well,
That's really bad.
it's real scary.
Yeah.
Sounds like they got a mess up
They
there.
have a huge issue.
Well, we're also partners in
You
crime.
know, well,
So,
we're not, well, we don't manage their books.
well, no, we don't manage their books, but we support them. We send them money. And this little deal right here,
There's a lot of issues there.
the biggest ones that are going to get them thrown in prison, perhaps,
Well, the embezzlement.
is playing with pension money.
Hold that too.
That's a
They're
huge
going to have
problem.
to pay interest and everything in that.
And then not paying other bills will get them in enough trouble. So,
I'm surprised I haven't made paper.
I know.
well, it will now after this guy typed the letter yesterday.
Well,
I knew
that's a
something was up. I spent 2 months calling, and sometimes I'd call 3 and 4 times a day, every number on their phone
what
mail.
you're saying.
I sent emails, I sent text messages. Yesterday, I had to go to Rutland. So,
So when they say the board, is that all the time? Like we're part of the board, or is
no,
it the
they have two boards.
yeah.
They have an executive board,
Yeah.
which controls them.
Okay.
Then
That's
they have a municipal people that are on a municipal board, like me and
us, the
Dr.
towns.
Castleton.
Yep.
From what I can see, if they haven't dropped them or haven't put in to resign and join this other outfit, it's here. They are going to. I talked to it's called SWAG, Solid Waste Allegiance. I talked to the guy in Castleton. They're in the process. There's another town that's also in the process, but these are the towns that this SWAC has, which are Benson, Chittenden, Fairhaven, Middletown, Paulett, Rutland, Shrewsbury, Sudbury, Tynemouth, and West Haven.
So dropping them and going with
Right, but
them.
it's a 2-year
Wow.
process.
You talking about, well,
So we're
Rutland
talking.
Solid Waste.
They've got a big something's going on up there, and not many are talking. And
Is
somebody
our OT guy still under suspension?
an employee wrote a
He's
letter.
under suspension. The
Money's been
treasurer
sent.
has flew the coop.
Pension
There's
pulled
one guy
papers,
working here.
checks, but not sent
This
in.
guy that wrote the letter.
Bills aren't paid. Months behind. Something's going on. And they came in and arrested the treasurer, but supposedly nobody's communicated what's going on.
Oh, no.
So,
Doesn't sound good.
anyways, I spent about an hour on the phone today with this lady from SWAG. And it's roughly a 2-year project to get unhooked from them. And due to the state's infinite wisdom, you have to be a member of some kind of a solid waste district.
So how much do we pay Rutland?
$50 a bag, or $50 a ton of everything they haul.
And that's what? Recycling?
No, everything they haul. Tires, recycling, garbage, trash, bulky
Cool.
waste, everything but metal. Metal we sell to, what you call it?
Who owns solid waste? Do you know?
Rutland Solid Waste.
Rutland Solid Waste. Rutland City.
It's a county.
Rutland Solid Waste.
So I'm confused because I thought Casella picks up our stuff.
Casella does pick up our stuff,
Right. Okay.
So
but
contract.
he has to pay them out
Okay,
of our money.
so we pay Casella, Casella pays
We
them.
pay Casella. We don't pay them
Okay,
anything.
that's what.
That's what the treasurer, the boss there.
Okay. So if we switch, Casella would be paying this other company, but if we ever got rolled over, instead of
Except
Rutland.
they charge far less than Rutland Solid Waste does. They don't have a dump. They're just a consortium. And the state says you have to be involved with somebody. I
So
think the
what if
state
they
might
feel
change their plans once they get
yeah. So what is it they're supposed to do for us besides take electronics and
They do the inspections. They have the mandatory two hazardous waste days a year.
right. Make our lives a little bit
And
happier
you
and
can go
stuff.
up there if you like.
Right, if you want electronics and stuff like
If you want to
that.
take a bunch of half empty paint cans, you can take it up
Right.
there and get rid of
Okay.
it for a reasonable price or whatever.
Gotcha.
Toxic waste. You
Gotcha.
can take your garbage up there if you want. But
Okay.
anyways, I think we need to get away from, my personal opinion is to
I
get
say
away
let's
from
start the
that.
process. Yeah.
You want to go down with a ship? Go right ahead. I'll throw you a life jacket.
Who's another company to go to
The swap
The
for
SWAT
swap.
there, which is solid waste community.
And that's Rutland too, right?
Yeah. And they have most of the towns around here.
I'm just wondering how they're paying their employees if they're that much in.
Apparently, this Brianna, who is the second in command next to this Mark, she's still there. This guy that wrote this, I can't, Rich or something,
I
Eric,
don't
I
think
don't know, whatever his name is.
I can't remember his name. Pat? I think it was Eric.
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 He's there in the office, and this Brianna is at the landfill, at the transfer station on going up the mountain there. Can't think of the name of the road.
Gleason.
Gleason, yeah. Most of the time attempting to run that. Mark is on paid leave, has been for months.
What's his position?
He's the head he's the head man
Of the committee, of the board?
of no, of Rutland Solid Waste. He was the first one to bite the dust. And then they've done some investigative work and found out that they had a few more issues, one of which is a treasure.
Right.
And so as soon as I heard this, I've talked to Mark a couple times and he won't say anything, he won't tell me anything,
I'm
which
sure he won't,
well
because there's probably
I
an
kind of
investigation going on.
well I backed him into the corner and got fairly ugly with him, and he spilled the beans that he was on executive leave. He's still getting paid, but he's on, can't go near the place, can't have anything to do with it. So
Okay.
but other than that, I don't know what's going down, other than I don't like the smell of it. I smell a large rat and I think they're gonna get on in flames, but
So when's their next board meeting? This,
very good question.
I think she said October. Well, that
That
was at a different
Well, they
email.
have an executive board meeting, but nobody can go to that.
You can't get out of this for 2 years.
Takes 2 years because
To switch.
you have to get resign, then you have to go through and has the public has to vote on it. So there you're in March. Then you go through, and this is if we get a letter in the next September 3rd,
So
because
there's.
this other outfit only meets twice a year, so. You have to get your letter in October or March or October or May. So if you don't get it in, then
So
you
there's
wait till
no
the next period.
excruciating circumstances that they allow this process to be shorter. Like,
Well,
for instance,
what if
this
they
one's
go
going
down in
under.
flames?
I mean,
Yeah. That's their job.
Well, this woman that I talked to today, she had never heard of it. I read this to
Oh,
her.
really?
I was on the phone with her for 2 hours. She had never heard anything about it. She was utterly amazed.
This is with the swap, the other one, the company, the lady.
She's with SWAT, SWAT,
Okay.
SWAT. This one.
It's probably wondering why she's getting so much.
And
Right.
I said to her, I don't know how much you know about the corporate world, but I said, you start messing with people's payroll, pensions. I said, you're in deep doo-doo. And I said, the pensions will land you in jail quicker than if you killed somebody on Main Street.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So. And I mean, they're not paying their health insurance. I mean, I don't know how they're not paying anything.
No, I saw that.
They are paying the help because the help at the dump doesn't know, or excuse me, the other transfer station doesn't have any idea what's
I'm
going on.
shocked though, with being six. There's, I think, 6 months behind the health insurance payments. I don't premiums. I don't know how those people are still getting their health insurance.
So And this guy, he's the office manager, but he doesn't know how to do the payroll. He doesn't know how
Right.
to, he's never trained.
And nobody's telling him anything.
Oh.
So.
I guess probably what we need to do is we need to send letters to this one stating that we'd like to get him get hooked up with them, and they've still got months to go. But I would assume the state, I mean, I can't imagine that, well, I can in Vermont. You can go out and gun down six people and be out on the street before you finish writing the paperwork. I can't imagine they're gonna just let them go on like nothing happened. But
Can't imagine.
God only knows. Like I say, it's Vermont. So that's one piece of correspondence. Channel Drive Septic. They came in, started. Guy showed up from the state, found that there was a second well on a property that hadn't been put on the closed wells, wasn't in use, and stopped the project.
Yeah.
I called Terry Williams, Chris Pritchard. I couldn't get a hold of
Any recordings?
Patty McCoy, whose jurisdiction it should come under, but she was wherever she was. Anyways, it's been now been to the governor, the governor's chief of staff, the head of what do you want oh, the people of I can't think what the hell the name of it is. So the people that are involved with water and all that stuff,
It's all right.
AEC, well, A&R.
A&R, and then the other outfit. So everybody knows about it. Supposedly there was somebody going to cap the well, and supposedly the contractor pulled out because he had scheduled work and they shut him down. So supposedly, I just had a call from Terry yesterday, and something's going to happen. They are, he's explained to him where this place is and so forth and so on. So that was a fortunately, not either nobody's realized it or nobody's complained because it's been pretty quiet. Yeah, transportation. 9:22 is, if you saw, can you see that? The kickoff on the permit,
Oh yeah.
and you see it. You bowed out, I think, or because you got to work. LHMP. I'm thinking we ought to have somebody from the Planning Commission get involved in this. I think it's about time the Planning Commission started doing some of this stuff that we seem to be getting doing. I mean, that, for instance, the cell phone antennas, they never mentioned that in their town plan. I'm not sure how they missed that, but everybody else missed it too, I guess. So, I mentioned it to Fran, but I just said, we would be talking about it.
Can you refresh my memory? Who's the new chair of that?
Fran.
Fran, okay. So are they planning on
Fran
having
is the chair. Bill is the,
William?
what's his name?
William?
William is the
This one?
assistant. And I think Fran and him are also the
Yeah.
New
Yes.
Rutland Regional part of it,
Yeah.
the commissioners. So that's squared away.
So do you know if they plan on having their regularly scheduled meeting next month or whatever? Thought we could bring that to them or don't know.
I don't believe they've got a meeting scheduled for next month, although Fran was sending out, they had a candidate at the last meeting. And whenever that was, last week before, I don't know.
2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago.
Anyways, they had a candidate at Doug that lives up in Max Shannon's old house. His name's about that long, and I can't pronounce it. He's very interested. He wrote a letter. He's very interested in getting on it. He talked here to them. Fran, the last I had heard, Fran called me and said, "Do I need to have a meeting for us to come to you guys with whatever, if they want to take him or not?" And I said, "I don't see why not." I said, "You can have a special meeting." Or I said, "I don't see why you can't do it by a computer." So he was gonna.
They can just he can just send us an email that you want that this is who they would like us to
But we
appoint.
can't do it.
Yeah.
And then he'll get to us once he talks to the board people, the rest of the board people. We're still one person short. And supposedly there's a another person that they haven't submitted a letter, but they're interested.
So they accepted their resignation of two people at the last meeting.
No, one person. They'd already
They
accepted.
already did the other one. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Sharon read this. They accept that we need to do it tonight.
Okay.
What else? Reassessment. I don't know if anybody's been involved with that. We just did it, but we're way out of whack. Nora asked me about it. We have to do it. Within, I don't know, the state's got a new ordinance, Act number 73, dot, dot, dot,
Yeah, we want to do it a year early. Did she find out an estimate?
yeah, I called, she asked me about it, and I felt that maybe it might be a good thing to do, because number one, you have to have it done, but there's 251 towns have to have it done.
No, yeah, I know. I just, if we had an estimate, because we got to make sure we come in okay with the money, if we have to up the budget for next year to meet it
So,
a year sooner or what, or if,
anyways, I called Christy Wright, who is state head honcho for reassess for assessments. She when I was a lister for a year or so, and the listers all quit there, she was a big help. And her gut feeling, as she said off the record, was that if we could do it a year earlier, we should do it a year earlier because of that reason. There isn't enough assessors to do a reassessment for every other town in the state. And so that's why I've got this letter here from John Tiffany, which talks about it. I think the one thing that he talked about is we're going to be able to do areas, neighborhood or reassessments. Like, for instance, if the houses in your area haven't taken a giant jump or giant drop, we don't have to reassess every house. Obviously, the lake properties, when I'm selling for 700 and up, have taken a giant. I mean, most of them are assessed for 300,000 to 500,000, and they're selling for 2 and 3 and 4 times that. So obviously that's an area that needs some attention. Open land, I guess, is another thing that's gone wacko.
So, would they be able to give us an estimate of what it's going to cost right now or
I
not?
would think they would, yeah. I haven't seen John. I don't know if Nora has. I don't know, has he been in?
No.
So we probably should get a hold of him, and or she should get a hold of him and find out what his thoughts are.
Just to see if we can financially be ready a year early to start it a year early.
Then we have Christmas tree lighting. Just got this today from Lisa Madison. September right around the corner, she says.
December, you mean? Or
No, she said
September? Oh,
September.
she said September.
We filed last year's decision to hold it on the first Sunday of the month. I guess they want to hold it on a Sunday. That'll be December 7th. Last year, the event went from 4 to 6, the actual tree lighting at 5. We also had a rain date. I don't know what anybody's thoughts are. What are your thoughts on date and time? And I believe, Andrea got back to her that you're doing your deal. The Granville is on 12/5, which is Friday night, the rain date of 12/6. And I don't know what the deal is at the Woodman. Perhaps you guys do.
Ours is on a Friday night, going to be again, I believe. And I walk through again.
Oh, I got here. It is 12/12.
Yeah.
And 12/13 is the tractor parade. That'll be the highlight of my Christmas season.
Yep.
Anyway, so
I mean, sounds fine with me, the date.
the only thing that I would like to suggest to her, and I think Paul would probably agree,
Sooner the
is
better.
that somebody, those people are all about 2/3 to half our age. And I don't recall any of them showing up to put up any lights or take any lights down. I think, I believe most all of the people involved are married or have boyfriends or girlfriends or whatever. So perhaps they could provide a little extra help previous to the party.
And trying to get the lights up. When it's not freezing out. Because that's what happens too. It's much easier and quicker to do it when it's not so cold out.
So I don't know if you want to get a hold of her or
I'll see if I'll talk to her.
I tried to call, I can't get a hold of her usually.
I'll talk to her.
And I don't see her one year or the next. Anyway, that I think is it for correspondence. Somebody else knows them something. You have anything, Sherry? Perfect. Channel drive sector. One thing that came up, and this is just a last minute item that I put on, is building use, town building use, town property use. Apparently, there's something going on, a political event going to go on at Hollywood. I
The
just
library.
yes, I just happened to be standing here when the new librarian came in, which I met her, seems real nice. And asked Nora about some political event that was going to be had at the library. It was something Heather is involved with, Heather Thomas, and that it's legal, but A, I'm not sure that's the proper channels to go through it. And B, a legal political thing, I just think that's a rather skinny.
Is it outside of the library hours or during the library hours or
I
can you
don't
see it?
know. She didn't say it. I don't think.
Outside the library hours, so therefore we have to open up the library and pay our librarian.
I mean,
Which I'd agree with you.
we've done this before with the Republican caucus and the Democratic caucus.
Oh,
You
okay.
can't use this, they can't use this building
Oh.
because it's where you vote, I believe. I believe there's some glitch.
Correct. And you got me so many feet away from
Yeah,
here.
because it's a polling place.
I know they've used the Woodman before.
They've used the
Used the
Woodman.
warehouse.
They've used the library. But anyways.
Pretty close, huh?
Anyways, they've used the library for their stuff. I don't have a problem with it, but I think if somebody wants to use, whether it be open space like the park, it goes through the select board. Whether it's this back room, it goes through the select board. I just don't think we need the librarian getting involved.
Did
I'm
it?
involved with the trustees.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Did it go to the trustees, you know?
I don't
Because
know.
I would
Jeffrey just came in and
think they would maybe
I don't know if the
have
trustees
more.
got involved or not. But I mean, we're responsible for all the maintenance and upkeep of the buildings. And
Not true.
And we pay the librarian.
Yeah, I think Julie had gone to Annie and asked her, and Annie wasn't sure and asked her to
Yeah, I
come to
mean, the
ours.
trustees, I don't believe, know anything about insurance or what we do or what we have or what we don't have. Or I just don't think it should go to any, just a group like that. Not that there's, I just think it should follow, everything should follow the same path rather than one guy going to the park and one guy going to the library committee and one guy going to somebody else. Well, I don't even know when, like I say, I don't know when it is or anything else, but I think we should definitely get more before we just say yes. I mean, all I know is it's reported as being legal. I didn't know what your thoughts would be on that.
My thoughts would be it'd be easiest if we had one point person for all of them, but I know I'm pretty sure our town clerk did not want to be that person. But that would be the ideal situation, that all the requests for whichever building would come through that person and then maybe be given edge or agenda to just, to approve or whatever, unless it's a last minute thing. And then maybe put on the calendar, I mean, on the website. That's kind of like how we had thought things were going to go, but right now I think like with the Delaney Park, it's going to the Delaney Committee, and
Go from
then
the Delaney Committee to the Select, which is
and the
state
clerk.
path I would like to see this go. Lake Association, they come to the Select Board. Either one of them.
Well, so who would we? Who, so if they're asking for permission to use the library. It's going to come directly to us.
It's what?
It would come directly to us, the request.
Yeah, whatever somebody wants to use. For instance, this building has guidelines. A real estate agent can't have a closing here. It can't be used for people that are in profit, making money.
I was just thinking more of coordination so we're not overlapping if two people want something at the same time, type of thing. That's all. But I don't see it happening probably that much, or maybe I don't know
No,
how.
it's not a big deal. It's just that I just think, and all of a sudden, I mean, this thing is supposedly legal, but how do you know what next week they could be somebody looking for it to have something else that may or may not be kosher? I don't know.
We don't know what political party it is, right? We
All
don't.
I know is that I was told it repeatedly that it was legal and it was a political affair, but it could be Russian cosmonauts, it could be Republicans, Democrats, Whigs, Tories, I don't know.
Who's saying it's legal?
Well, I heard it from the librarian. I know heard it from heaven.
So I'm sure it's a
Maybe Al Jaber, you
Democrat.
don't
Yeah, I mean,
know.
it's just, to me, it's not the way you want to run the ship,
No,
but
I don't think so.
it's not my decision, totally. I mean, I think that whoever the sponsoring person is or group is or whatever, they should call, email, text, or
I guess
send a smoke signal so that somebody knows what's going on.
I'm more concerned who's opening up the library for them and who's responsible for the library while this caucus thing is going on. Because this would be additional hours, I would think, for the librarian if it's outside of the librarian hours. So that's more of my concern of how's that work. I
Yeah.
mean, with some of the others, we open the door and then we leave or whatever, and it's not we're not paying anybody extra to be there for a caucus thing going on or whatever. I don't know how they've done it in the past. I have no idea.
I know when they've had, I've never been to one, but when they've had others, political stuff, they've just given somebody a key and
And that's fine. I just didn't know how it's handled, that's all.
which I don't have any problem with that, but I just, I think we need to know what's
Have a
going
form.
on, when, and where.
Have them submit a form so we know who would be responsible and all that stuff.
And as far as coming to the, if they're going to bring it in here, yeah, they can give it to the town clerk, but we should definitely have the last say or the first
Oh,
say.
yeah, no, I realize that.
You know, I don't care how they do it. I mean, they can call me on the phone or call you or send an email, smoke signal. I don't, doesn't really matter to me, but I would think if you get a hold of one of us, I'm fairly easy to get a hold of.
Yeah,
But every
that's
day I
good.
get calls, can't find my phone number. Don't know why. It's even in the post office. No picture, just my phone number. But anyways, that's that part of it. Reappraisal, we got that. Law enforcement. I talked to Mr. Covino depth the other day. He's looking for $25 to $28 an hour plus vehicle mileage of 67 cents a mile or some such a thing.
Whatever the state rate is.
I don't know what the state
No,
rate
I'm saying he's
is.
asking for whatever
Federal rate.
or federal rate. That's
Federal.
probably what he'll want. Yeah.
It goes up and down.
Right. I haven't ever seen it go down lately. I guess fuel's got to go down first.
I've been lucky to collect any. I have no idea. But that's what his going rate is. And he would be willing to work with us on where and when and how and what for. He'd also be willing to come out should we have a national disaster in the middle of the night. Which keeping in mind that the state police go Betty by at 2 o'clock in the morning, and the sheriffs go Betty by at 1 o'clock in the morning.
But keep in mind, if you have a big disaster, he's also contracted with Paula. So if they're having an incident, we're having an incident.
So we would just need him to send us his contract, and then we would
Yeah,
have.
he would. We'd have to get. He's got to do some other stuff with the state. I forget what. I don't know. Dave may. You probably know. So he's got to put.
Well, he'd be entered into the, as
911.
like a special, just like Bill was here.
Yeah, and I guess he's got to prove to us he's got insurance and that stuff.
Right.
He said there was something else he had to do too. I can't remember what it was
I
now.
just wouldn't want for now our budget to go over. I mean, I know we've been running under with the sheriffs anyway, so I think we have some extra money, unless we have a lot of catastrophes going on. That's totally understandable. But regular patrolling, I just want to make sure we're not going over budget on that.
Well, I think we definitely need to do something. I mean, well,
I'm just saying we don't have a lot of
I'm
extra
clocking
money right
guys in
now.
a Jeep in the morning at 6 o'clock in the morning at 75-80 going through town past the schoolhouse. It's time to get serious.
But we're paying the sheriffs too, so they should be doing something as
I
well.
know they're only here a few hours a week.
They do that hide behind firehouse, use the Wi-Fi there, and do their paperwork.
I mean, that's what I mean. I don't. They need to be doing something. I mean, we're not seeing anything come in for tickets, as far as I know. I mean, what the hell are we paying them for?
Sit on Route 30, and that's his primary area,
And
Route
now we have
30.
another new guys.
So, how many hours are you looking for to be on for?
I don't know. I'd have to do the arithmetic on what we have in the fund for money and so forth.
Because the sheriffs are on nearly, what, 15 hours a week or something like that?
Not
It
even.
depends
I
on
don't even see
depends
them.
on the time of the year. They're here more now than they will be next month.
And the new sheriff deputy is a canine officer, and he gets
Yeah.
called out a lot. So he may not even be here. He may be here and then get called to something else.
I'd like to call Dave and talk Dave Fox and ask him about, why aren't we seeing anything come in for tickets? What are they exactly doing?
He's done that repeatedly.
Recently, though, I know you did last year.
2 months ago. I mean, call him up. Maybe he'll have better luck than I would.
Dan Pennington was here. You saw him on other roads other than Route 30
I mean,
and
I've told him
Tyler.
what roads I'd like to see him on. I told him what I'd like to do. Unfortunately, I can't hold everybody's hand.
No, I realize that.
Sooner or later, you become a big boy.
I just
So.
don't. I think it's ridiculous if we're paying them all this money, though, and they're not doing what they're supposed to. I mean, we should be seeing some type of report coming in, I would think, quarterly as to their
Well,
hours
you can
and.
go online and look and see what they've done.
You can. Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just Google Raleigh County Sheriff's, and then I think there's a star, so I have to see it. I haven't done it in the past.
All right, I'll do some searching.
And then there's a password, and I think it's a town name, Wells, or something like
Okay. All
that.
right.
Now I'll tell you
Okay, that's good to
what
know.
cases or what he's done,
Okay.
tickets issued. I mean, it doesn't get into blow by blow, but it's an overview of what
Okay.
he's. Obviously, no names, nothing mentioned, but.
Because you used to be able to go into the Judiciary Bureau's website and punch in like the town of Pollitt or Wells, and it'll list their tickets. And you can see.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's stock. Well, Rutland County Sheriff's, and then just it'll come off. I'll show it to you after the thing. Oh, so that's law enforcement. Dogs. We've got an issue with our dog ordinance. I don't have a copy of it with me, but there's section, what did I tell you, 2 and 19 or something.
I got mine.
Perfect. I didn't get one.
It's online.
Don't have that right off the top of my head. Anyways, the section 2 deals with off-leash dogs, dogs running at large. And the way it's worded, it sounds like if the dog is supposedly a bad dog, he can't be off a leash. But any other dog that's running off leash is fine.
And on their property, right?
Well, if you read it, it's very misleading. I had a lawyer look at it. I had went through VLCT, and I spent several hours on the phone with him back and forth and on emails. And then section 19, which talks about, I think it's 19, talks about civil tickets. It verbalizes the actual statute, state statute on civil tickets, which kind of shoots you in the foot again.
Then penalties, enforcement, and appeal?
Yes. But the section 2, anyways, this dog is a barking dog, and it's up by Joe Caprons, Sherry Baker's, Bill Rosinski in that area. I believe we have 5 or 6 complaints on it, 4 or 5, whatever, 4. I've had 21 calls or emails or texts from Sherry. She's been taping it, and I mean, I can hear the dog barking and barking and barking. It's in a cage about half the size of his chair, and the dog is about twice the size of his chair. And it's 100 in the shade, and he's sitting in the sun in this cage.
It's under a canopy by the keeper.
Yeah. David's been up there at least 6 times or more.
And I am working with the girl that owns the dog. Her father just went and bought a bunch of collar for the dog today. So we're going to try that route.
What do you bark?
A bark collar.
Oh.
And number one, and I'm not saying Sherry's doing it on purpose or what, but she goes down on these people's property. And the dog sees them when the dog starts barking. And anybody can stand there and take a video.
Oh, yeah, they're going to bark.
The dog barking.
Yeah.
And I mean, I got pictures of the dog in the kennel and stuff. Per state regulations, as long as the dog can stand up and comfortably turn around and lay down, it's a legal size thing. I wouldn't put my dog in here. It's more of a transport kennel than anything else.
But it does say no person shall keep or harbor any dog which by frequent or habitual barking, howling, or yelping disturbs the peace or quiet of surrounding landowners, except a working farm dog that is barking or to herd or protect livestock. So they're violating the ordinance.
That's if the dog, if the person goes down there, the dog's going to bark.
Exactly.
If I pulled in there Saturday morning and that dog didn't make a peep until it saw me get out of my vehicle.
Well, this says frequent or habitual barking.
Well, if she goes down here 10 times, they got her on cameras.
Well, who is this? A neighbor?
Madison. Bruce Madison.
Oh, well, if she stayed away, maybe they won't. Is
no,
that what we're saying?
The owner of the dog.
Oh.
Bruce Madison, the owner. And actually, Lindsay's mother called me yesterday. And gave me a little bit more information that they got her down on their property up by the kennels, taking pictures of their dogs and stuff.
That's
And naturally, they're gonna.
I'm sorry, I'm being a blonde here. So who is who do they have on camera?
The neighbor.
The neighbor. Okay,
They
I thought
have
you were saying
every
the
picture
owner.
down there.
Who's the neighbor?
Correct.
Who's going over to the dog, which obviously the dog's going to bark
The dog.
because it's a stranger or whatever. But when nobody's
Yeah,
there,
Anna.
is she barking? Is
They're
the
on their
They go
lane.
right down to their lane.
And she shouldn't
They
be
are
on
on
their
their
land.
lane.
They
They
got
got her
her
standing
standing
right by the camp.
Okay.
She shouldn't be on their land.
Exactly. I mean,
So if that's why the
unless
dog's
she's trying to
barking,
have
then
me arrested and trespassing because I went down here.
if nobody's down there, that's when we need to know if the dog's barking.
He's got sound on his cameras and stuff, and
They've got pictures of her measuring the
cattle.
canopy.
She's on private
Right
property. She shouldn't be on there.
there, she was on their property measuring. They've got pictures of that.
So it's gonna be
All
so
right.
the dog that she said
So, all right,
left
so I
when
guess
she
it's
said
all right to
leave.
listen to that bark.
Somebody comes on your no, somebody comes on your property, the dog's on bark.
Right.
I don't. If
Well,
I
hurry
tell him
up.
not to,
Yeah,
you
let's
spend
go.
some time in
If
training.
you're not there, it's on
So
bark.
you'll shit your pants all your life if you don't wear a diaper. Don't
That's
tell me don't
right.
train you.
Yeah, but if she's nobody's home, the dog's gonna bark.
Was,
Dogs are gonna bark if you come to
I
my
mean,
house. Yeah.
Joe Capron's hearing it,
Yeah,
but Zinsky's hearing it.
but are they hearing it because this other person's
I
going on
don't
the
know.
property?
All I
Right,
know
right,
is my
right.
phone is ringing 3 and 4 times a
Exactly. And
day,
your
every
mom
day.
called me about every night
Fine.
last week at 8 o'clock at night. So
No.
I get a message from Terry. Sherry, that the dog's barking. Well, then I find out from the property owners that Sherry's been down on her property.
There hasn't been any
So they.
complaints lately, so since whenever I called
No,
you last
right.
Saturday
After
or
I was
Wednesday
down
or whatever.
there, I went Friday, there was nobody home. I just left. And I was back there Saturday morning. So I left Lindsay a message to
Must
say
have been
hello.
Friday night I called you.
Yep.
Yeah,
Because I was.
you're in a grocery store.
Yeah.
But anyways, regardless of that, our dog ordinance needs to be retouched, and we can just amend it. We don't have to do a whole new one.
And where are we amending it?
Section 2, Section 19. Section 2 pertains to dogs running at large. And the way it reads, this is from a lawyer, this is not from me. He feels that it leaves the door open because the way it reads, it talks about a dog that's aggressive, ugly, whatever, has to be on a leash. And it kind
Yep.
of leads to the fact that if the dog is not aggressive, like mine, they'll lick you to death. They don't have to be on a leash.
Right. I know our ordinance in Paul, it says under the control of the owner. So they could be running at the town park down there, even though it's supposed to be leashed by the regulations down there. As long as you call that dog and it comes back to you, it's under your control. But this is, it's, I don't know if you want to read it so that they can.
I read it the other day. I just don't have a copy of it with me right now.
So did the attorney happen to say how it should read?
Yeah, he said he would just talks about an uncontrolled dog or a vicious pet, or a pet that has bitten a person other than in defense of his property or of its owner. He's like, I gotta have a dog protect me. I'll give it up. Or in protection of members of his immediate family, or in protection of guests or invitees of its owner. Shall not run at large without restraint. If a complaint has been made to the animal control officer or the select board, and the select board has determined the dog or pet is either dangerous to the public or is creating a nuisance and has notified the owner of such determinations, the use of the dog for lawful hunting and so forth. So it makes it like the dog, if the dog is a bad dog, so to speak, it's got to
Right,
be on a
it's
leash.
supposed to be leashed.
If it's little Fifi in a miniature poodle, it doesn't have to be on.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I agree
I
with the
was
way
gonna
I'm
say,
reading that.
he felt that was misleading.
Yeah, it is. It
No.
is.
Yep.
Yeah, I would
And at
agree.
19, I believe, talks about the ticket or the penalties or whatever it is. I think it's 19.
So, Dave, when you went there, do you write up a report as to your findings and all that and file
Well,
here?
if the owner's there, I speak to the owner and we work out something and
We really should be documenting though, just because that way if it
document out the sheets, it's documented when I turned in my sheets for the animal control that I went down there and stuff. If you saw my last one there,
Yeah, I'm just, I
let's
mean, then you're having to go through all your pay sheets to find it if we if it ends up being a continual thing. So we don't have any filing system for them.
your animal complaint, your trace of it.
Okay, so there is a complaint form
Yeah.
that was filled out,
Yeah.
and then there is a section where you fill out like your findings or anything. I can't remember.
Just
No.
there is basically their complaint.
Because I mean that's where we would have, I would assume, something in writing to show how many times we've, first offense, second, how many times we've had to you've had to deal with it.
That'd be every time I get one of them. Oh, so
Yeah.
one gets turned in.
But then it's misleading, like you say, if you go then have to decide what to do. If is it the dog's fault or the neighbor's fault? Because there
Well,
should
right, and
be.
that's where there should be a
Yeah.
report after that to say investigated and found that
The neighbor was over there
it
measuring.
was, whatever you find. That way we know we're not going to give them a citation or something because we didn't find it a valid complaint.
Municipal citation, our papers are ready.
I know, but it's at least.
Yeah, the state's with infinite wisdom to put animal control and everything, even though it's their regulations, onto the municipality. But yet, I mean, our constable and Paul just wrote two vicious dog tickets. The dog came over a railing and attacked another lady and her dog. And the judicial bureau cost them their municipal tickets. Yeah, and there's no really good way, like take them to small claims court and stuff, didn't even collect them. They no longer affect their driver's licenses like they used to, because everything used to go through the traffic bureau. Yeah, they don't do that.
No recourse at all.
Exactly.
Which then leads me to my second dog complaint that I got phone calls on, and that's the damn dog up in East Wells killed more chickens. Got a call on that. That might have been Friday too, actually.
I haven't received anything on that.
Friday or Saturday. She was supposed to stop here and fill out a form.
Who was it?
Kim, Jimmy Parks's wife.
Maybe they had to come down and register their dogs.
Yeah. Most of the people in
Know.
town should do that, but we don't bother with that stuff.
Was this one registered, the one over by Caperns?
Yes.
Don't know
Record
if it was.
impacts
It is
me.
now, I guess.
Of last year.
She came in, she did it as soon as she went, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, the one up there, I don't know what the.
But the only thing I did get a report on was a husky and another dapper running together up there because they thought it was Holcomb's dog.
My dog?
No,
Charlie.
the one actually you got that dog.
I had that
That's the
dog.
one that they thought was.
Oh, that was still up there?
No, you got
At the
the
shepherd.
shepherd.
Yeah.
Okay, the other husky.
I don't know the
It was
husky.
up there. And Joy, I believe Joy Ballard's tenant got the other dog.
I only knew they had originally two shepherds, I guess. One had been gone long before I got the second one. So I don't know what was left.
So whether it was Riley running around with one of Holcomb's dogs up there or not, I don't know. But I never got a call on it. I just heard someone talking about it in the office.
Yeah, I haven't had anything on Wiley other than this last deal. And he had a broken rope hanging off his collar. So
Things happen.
yeah, it happened quite a bit up there.
Oh.
Killed 100. He's killed over 100
Well, if they're
chickens.
not going to come in and file a complaint, then because they're afraid they're going to have to pay their dues.
Well, I think they're afraid of the repercussions from
Yeah.
Aiden.
What repercussions will that be? Planning commission, we already talked on that.
Well, we have to approve the new. Oh no, they haven't sent it to us yet.
They haven't sent them to us yet.
Do we have? We have to approve though who they wanted to have for the Rutland Planning Commission, though, right? We haven't done that yet. Or have you done that and sent that in? Because their meeting was after our meeting last time.
That is correct.
So
I told I left a message for Logan, who is the guy that's in charge of the local planning commissions, who it was. I have not heard anything back from him. I assume he got my message.
We should do a formal though vote just to say we approve their recommendation. Because I think it's supposed to be approved by the SLUC, last I knew.
Yeah.
So just for the minutes, I'll make a motion that we approve Frank Gilman as the primary and William Shimaluski as the secondary.
Well, Frank already had been approved.
Yeah, he'd been approved. He's already been a meeting.
All right, William as a second then.
I mean, you can.
For the Rutland Regional Paint Commission.
Might as well do them both.
Yeah.
And there won't be any other issues.
Yeah, it can go in, and because I think you had to put down when it was approved at our meeting, if I remember right.
All right. That's correspondence. I believe. Oh, here it is for you. We'll often leave that, right? Take it.
No, we'll know about alternate.
Alternate, yeah, I think so, yep. So the alternate is William.
Now,
that's for the
Rutland Regional Planning Commission. Uh-oh.
You didn't get a price. I just came across the stone prices again.
Hold on. Something happened. What the hell? Well, let's go.
You didn't get a price from
it disconnected from there.
Pacolusia or Pacolusia?
No.